This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're bringing you stories from El Paso, Texas this week for our election year series, My Economy. El Paso is a place where a lot of people split their lives between the U.S. and Mexico.
I work here and Juarez is more better.
How come?
Because like the dollar in Juarez is more.
You get paid in dollars and you spend money in pesos.
Yeah.
And when you run a small business in the borderland like this guy does, you have to worry not just about our economy, but the Mexican economy as well.
I'm living the American dream, but it's a break-even American dream. We have one strong variable going on against all of us, and that's the devaluation of the peso or the appreciation of the dollar, whichever way you want to look at it.
In El Paso, in a very real sense, the local economy is the global economy. So today, what it's like to live in that economy.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
Thing is, when you're doing a story about the average person's everyday economy, sometimes the only way to do it...
Hello, sir. How are you?
How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you.
Is to just go talk to random people on the street. Millions of people cross the Paso del Norte bridge between El Paso and Juarez every year, tens of thousands in a day. And one of those people while we were there was Eusebio Martinez.
Tell me what you do. Tell me about yourself.
I live right here in El Paso. I work at Sam's Club.
How long have you been doing that?
5 years.
Eusebio is an American citizen. He's 44 years old, born and raised in El Paso. He makes $11 an hour at Sam's Club, and he is one of thousands of people in this city who lives life between two countries.
Well, how come you're coming across?
I went to visit my wife. She lives at Juarez.
Your wife lives in Juarez, you live here?
Yeah, she was deported, so we're waiting for the lawyer to get papers right now and everything to bring her back.
We'd stopped him coming back into El Paso after visiting his wife, Maria, in Juarez. She's not an American citizen, but she had lived here since she was 4 years old until she was deported back in August after getting caught by immigration after a traffic stop. So anyway, Eusebio goes to visit her, and then he walks back home to El Paso in time for a shift at Sam's Club with waits at the border that can be as long as 4 hours. And he does it every single day. I wanted to know what that part of this kind of economic life is like. So the next afternoon, I walked over to Juarez myself. Getting into Juarez is kind of a breeze. You pay, I guess you'd call it a transit fee.
Hi, there are four of us. How much do we have to pay? $2, there you go.
And then once you're off the bridge, you're on Calle Juarez.
PC 51 Puente Internacional Paso del Norte is what it says as you cross the border. Just like that, you're in Mexico.
It's a loud, wide, dusty main street. It's lined with cheap pharmacies, small shops and bars and restaurants, music playing all the while. The city's reputation precedes it, of course, but the murder rate in Juarez is nowhere near what it was just 3 or 4 years ago. It's not perfect, but it's safe enough to walk around for a bit.
How are you? Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Eusebio picked us up on a corner in his van. He took us to his wife Maria's house in Juarez, about a mile or so from the border. It used to be her grandmother's place. It's small. It's on a corner with stucco peeling off its walls.
Sorry for the mess.
Oh, please. Don't worry about it.
Nobody had been living there for quite a while until Maria moved in last summer.
Is this your grandson, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's your little kid.
The space is tight. It's a small living room and a little dining area, just a couch set and a small table. Some parakeets you can hear right there in the background. But the house, it's basically fallen apart.
We're going to have to put everything
fix it up
and fix it.
Oh, yeah.
There's some holes in the ceiling.
Yeah, we've been trying to fix it a lot.
Please, let's just sit down and we'll just talk for a second. How did you guys meet?
In elementary.
In elementary school?
In elementary.
So you guys have been together for
31 years.
31 years together.
Wow.
We met at fourth grade, and we got together when we were at seventh grade.
That's a long time.
We already have 7 grandkids.
Well, you know, no wasting time. No wasting time.
Maria's parents took her to El Paso when she was just 4 years old. She and Eusebio built their lives there. They've got 3 grown children and 7 grandchildren, all American citizens, all of whom live in El Paso.
So tell me about your life. How do you make this work?
We have to make the best of it, too.
Because I'm not used to live here. I never lived
She's
here.
She's not used to yet.
I was born here, but I've never lived here. I've been raised over there in El Paso.
Without documents the whole time.
I got them, but...
Approved for the residency, but we didn't finish the process.
Uh-huh.
So she got deported.
Okay, so now you're waiting for how long do you think it's going to be until everything gets...
It's right now with the laws and everything, it's real slow. It's taking a long time.
And I'm going to have to wait about 5 to 10 years to fix up my papers again.
5 to 10 years, she said. You can't get American citizenship just by marrying a citizen. It takes time and a whole lot of paperwork.
The good thing is that the violence is not like it used to be before. Right now, everything's getting like kind of back to normal over here on this side. Because if it would have been like 2-3 years ago, there was no way. They kill a lot of people around here, neighbors, sons of the neighbors.
Right around this house?
Yeah. Right here in the alley, there's like a house that doesn't have the roof or nothing. They used to throw the bodies there.
Would you ever think about moving back here?
It's going to be an option, something that we need to look into it in the future. Because if she doesn't go over there, I'm going to have to be here.
What kind of job could you get over here?
No, we work over there. I cannot work here. Do the same as I'm doing right now.
You can work here because he's a U.S. citizen.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
So whether Eusebio lives in Juarez or in El Paso, he'd still have to commute to and from every day, just like he is now, for work or to visit Maria, who can't work because she's disabled.
So we were talking the other day. You make $11 an hour at Sam's Club.
Yes,
how far does that go? How much do you have left after you get your paycheck?
I get paid biweekly, and it's like around $600 because I pay my insurance, I pay everything.
Yeah, and taxes over there.
Yes, and taxes and everything.
How do you guys get by then? If you make $600 every couple of weeks.
We make the best of it. That's all we have to, just the best of it.
My aunt is the one that's helping me, taking me out.
She lives in El Paso, too, so she comes back and
forth. So you go over there to work, and she comes here to take care of your wife.
Yes.
And you're stuck in this economy where can't sort of...
Do nothing about it. Just make the best of it.
As we said goodbye, Maria stepped out onto the sidewalk with us.
You can see our hotel. Right, that's our hotel. That must make you crazy that it's that close.
Just stand up here in the door and look in towards home.
Because you can see it.
Thinking of how can I be over here.
I didn't quite get my microphone over to her quickly enough, but what she said right there was that sometimes she just stands in the door and looks toward home. It's 2 miles, tops, over the Paso del Norte and into El Paso, where Eusebio will go to work tomorrow and where we will be as well for one more story from the borderland. You can get all the rest of our coverage from our series, My Economy. It's online at marketplace.org. You can check out our videos. And if you like, take a walk from El Paso to Juarez over the Paso del Norte with us while you're there.